This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 3rd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is sunny and warm. In Tel Aviv, it's a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. A warm night is expected across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from Walla, Iran begins a week of mourning in Tehran for Khamenei, turning his funeral into a forceful statement against Israel. Also, this morning, Israel Hayom reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke with former President Trump. The two plan to meet in the U.S. soon. Also this hour, Israel Hayom details controversy in Turkey as a comedian is jailed for calling President Erdogan a dictator. Separately, from the Times of Israel, a new deal with Lebanon aims to curb Iran's influence. This pact involves coordination between the IDF and the Lebanese army. And finally, I-24 News notes that despite the presence of Russia and Iran at Khamenei's funeral, Mojtaba was notably absent. Here's what people are saying online. Avi Kanner, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about Hamas and Qatar's presence at the Iranian leader's funeral. A.G. Hamilton, a political analyst, posted earlier today on the importance of immigrants embracing American ideals rather than importing failed ideologies. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, shared that for Palestinians, the existence of Israel means the disappearance of Palestine, reflecting ongoing tensions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the funeral in Tehran, Walla reports that Iran's official mourning for Khamenei is a display of defiance against Israel. It includes the participation of regional allies, showcasing Iran's influence. This event underscores the tense relations between Iran and Israel. Turning to the upcoming meeting between Netanyahu and Trump. According to Israel Hayom, the Prime Minister congratulated Trump on America's 250th Independence Day. Their planned meeting could strengthen ties with implications for future diplomatic and security cooperation. Meanwhile, a Turkish court has extended the detention of comedian Deniz Goktas. As Israel Hayom reports, he's accused of insulting President Erdogan and inciting hatred. This case highlights the ongoing restrictions on free speech in Turkey, affecting its international image. In Lebanon, the Times of Israel explains that a new trilateral agreement aims to reduce Iranian influence. It formalizes IDF coordination with the Lebanese army and ties Israeli withdrawal to Hezbollah's disarmament. This agreement could shift regional power dynamics if successfully implemented. Finally, noting I-24 News' coverage of Khamenei's funeral, the absence of Mojtaba raises questions about the future leadership in Iran. This absence adds uncertainty to Iran's political landscape, affecting regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTech reports from earlier this week on Microsoft's AI tour in Tel Aviv. The event highlights a shift from pilot projects to full-scale AI integration in business systems, balancing productivity with security. Separately, from Globes, Element Labs, an Israeli chip startup, recently raised funds at a $4 billion valuation. This marks another major investment in the tech sector, showcasing Israel's role in technological innovation. And finally, Walla Business notes that Elementor, a website development company, is laying off about 30% of its workforce. This follows similar cuts at Wix, reflecting challenges in the tech employment market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.